Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
9:44, 16 till 10. I was having lunch at Acme Oyster House yesterday, and the whole place erupted when the last out happened. Tigers win, Tigers win, Tigers win. Jeff Palermo joins us now. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. Tell me about, let's recap yesterday, and then we'll move on to tonight.
Well, they picked up in the fourth inning. They went with Keith and Evans, and that was really the correct move by Jay Johnson and Nate Yeske, LSU's pitching coach, as far as who to pitch. With LSU up 5-3, and Keith and Evans has been really good, especially in the postseason. And he gave you 4 1/3 strong innings, gave up a couple runs there at the end of his outing, but still got LSU off to a big start. And I thought in the bottom of the fourth inning, after the game had resumed with LSU up by 2, to get those 2 runs, they scored 2 runs to go up 7-3. I mean, that was big. Give credit to UCLA. They were able to battle back within 3, but then a Jared Jones RBI single made it 9-5, and that was pretty much it. Chase Jores came in and got the last 4 outs, and, man, was he dominant yesterday. And he's looked very good, especially if you – kind of keep him to about an inning or so. I think once he gets a little bit beyond that, that's when some of the control problems start to issue. But if you just tell him to go out there and face 4 or 5 batters and throw 100-mile-per-hour fastballs at those guys, as long as he can locate that pitch, he's going to have a really good day. So it sets it up where LSU just needs one more win to get to the championship series.
Let's talk about comparisons with the previous Arkansas game in the College World Series, also with during the season?
Well, when you take a look at, you know, just comparing what you had on Saturday to what you're going to have today, there's going to be a drop-off in pitching. I mean, LSU is not going to be throwing Cade Anderson. Arkansas went with Zach Root, and then they went with Geichel. Geichel was really good in that game. Gackle, I should say, is his name right? He was really good in that game. Now you're down in pitching, and Jay Johnson's got a decision to make today, and I'm sure he's probably already made it. You know, he could go with either Zach Cowan or Jaden Newt. Those seems to be the two best options at this point, because LSU at the moment has used, you know, Cade Anderson's not ready to come back yet. Keyson Evans is not going to be available in this game, so you're going to be looking at and there's a chance Ianson could pitch today, but I don't think they're going to start him. So you're going to have to count on some other guys. Arkansas, the same thing. Mm-hmm. For them, they played one extra game, and a good chance that for Arkansas that the guy that they'll pitch is the same guy. It's Landon Beetlejuice is the guy that pitched against LSU back in the regular season, and that was the one game that Arkansas happened to win. I expect him to pitch here in this game. He wasn't dominant in that game. Arkansas just ended up beating LSU. He gave up a couple home runs. He's a left-hander, not very overpowering, but he's been a weekend starter for him. So if you want to say that gives Arkansas a little bit of an edge, that they're going to be throwing a weekend starter and LSU will not, okay, maybe, but I still think LSU is in a good spot pitching-wise, especially if Collin can get – if they go to Collin as the starter or out of relief, if we can see the Zach Collin that we saw in February, March, and April, then LSU has a really good chance to win this game.
Let's talk about those LSU bats as well.
Well, I tell you what, I thought that was so impressive with what they were able to do offensively. I mean, it's just so hard to score runs at Charles Schwab Field. And if the wind's blowing in, it's very difficult. And for them to score 9 runs, I think they scored in every inning but 2 or 3 yesterday. They kept adding runs on. You get the big 3-run home run for Jared Jones. I mean, that was so huge, you know, going back to what happened on Monday night where you get down 3-0 and LSU responds with 4 runs in the bottom of the first. That is just such a great mark of a championship caliber team to do something like that. And I'll say for Arkansas, you know, they won 7-3 yesterday, and they started swinging the bats a little bit better. I mean, they didn't do much against LSU on Saturday when Gage Wood threw the no hitter. They only scored 3 runs against Murray State, so they have not really been swinging the bats very well or haven't put up big offensive numbers. And this is one of the best offensive teams in the country, but they looked more like it yesterday against UCLA, and they ended up winning that game 7-3. And you know, I think who can ever score around that 6 or 7 run mark, I think that'll probably do it for that's kind of the number you're looking for in order to win tonight's game.
Yeah, I know the odds. Look, the betting favorites, I don't really put a lot of credence in that because the whole objective is to balance the book. If the action's one way, they want to either change the spread to get you to bet one way or the other. I understand.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And that, but what's your gut feeling about tonight?
My gut feeling is, you know, I really thought, you know, I think of it two different ways here, Tommy. I mean, going into the College World Series, I really thought that LSU and Arkansas on their side of the bracket would end up playing 3 times this week. So this would be the second time. And I don't know. I think the way LSU is playing and how well they played in that game against UCLA, I really think LSU's got a good chance to just wrap it up tonight because offensively they look like they're hitting on all cylinders or as good as cylinders you can hit at this point when you're facing really good pitching. They just keep coming at you. They don't let you take a breath, and especially if you're going to walk them or if you're going to give them 3 bases, they're going to take advantage of it. Their ability to hit and produce runs with 2 outs and 2 strikes has been great all season, and it really shined in that game against UCLA. I just think they're in the right mindset here to wrap it up here tonight.
All right, if they wrap it up tonight
and then move on to the championship series
on Saturday, right?
That's right. It would be on Saturday night.
And then you got all your starters back. Everything's all start all over, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You would have Cade Anderson would be your guy to go on Saturday night, and you would play either Coastal Carolina or Louisville.
So if they lose, what happens then for LSU tonight?
Then they'll play again tomorrow night. And then, you know, the question, depending on who they use tonight pitching-wise, the question would be, do you have to bring Cade Anderson back on Thursday, tomorrow night, to get you into the championship series? That's what they had to do 2 years ago with Paul Skeens. Mm-hmm. You know, Skeens started on that Saturday, but LSU lost on Monday, and then they had to beat Tennessee again, and then they had to beat Wake Forest twice to get to the championship series. And in that second game against Wake Forest, that's when Skeens came back. And if you remember, Skeens never even pitched in the championship series against Florida. So if they can't get the job done tonight, LSU, I would imagine you're going to see Cade Anderson back on the mound tomorrow for LSU.
Big game, big game, big game, big game. I feel good. I hope so. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, Tommy. You have a good one.
You too. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director. Pregame 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock. We'll have all the action for you right here on WWL, brought to you by, in part, by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got coming up today here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.